Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. New year, new decade. Be future ready with Zurich. The power behind your pension.
11 days left now in the general election campaign. Sinn Féin and Labour publishing their election manifestos today. Both promise huge house building programmes and investment in our health services. But Sinn Féin also say that they'll set plans in motion for a united Ireland and that a border referendum would be a priority for them in government. Now, Fergal Keane's been to both of the manifesto launches today. We'll start with Sinn Féin, Fergal. On a high in the polls and after the debate last night.
And they were actually the very last people to publish their manifesto. The document they produced today is very detailed and it's costed throughout. It runs to 114 pages and commits to €22 billion in additional spending over the lifetime of the next government. Now, they say they'll deliver the biggest social housing programme in the history of the state, with 100,000 houses built over a five-year period. They propose to cut rents, then to freeze rents. There are tax breaks there for people on less than 100,000, about 700 euros a year. And they will also abolish property tax. Now, there are a whole range of tax increases as well for higher earners and banks and things like that. But childcare is also another big area for Sinn Féin. They say they would reduce the cost of childcare to an average of €500 per child per month. And then there's a proposal to cap insurance rates and to deal with the high level of insurance claims. On healthcare, they say they want 2,500 more nurses and 1,000 more consultants. And they say they protect the right to retire and restore the pension age to 65.
And Fergal, this question of Irish unity raised prominently by Sinn Féin.
Yeah, and I got the very distinct impression today that this is the one issue that Mary Lou MacDonald wanted to talk about quite a lot after the housing issue. Now, according to her, everybody is talking about Irish unity except the government and Fianna Fáil. She said we needed to start planning for unity immediately, and if they were in government, a border referendum would be held in the lifetime of that government. Now, I asked her today if the border was a red line for Sinn Féin. She said it's much more than that.
I mean, the bottom line for us is that planning for constitutional change needs to happen now. As a matter of fact, Fergal, really, the outgoing government should have commenced this process. The fact is that the conversation about reunification, about constitutional change, is underway. And it's not just amongst Republicans and Nationalists. Unionism is talking about this. And there's no sense in anybody burying their head in the sand. This needs to be a respectful, inclusive conversation. And it's the job of the government here in Dublin, in the first instance, to shape that conversation, to give it form. We look to Britain, and lots of us have reflected on the disorder and the chaos which has arisen because of a lack of planning and a fully informed debate on the issue of Brexit. We shouldn't sleepwalk into a similar scenario here. The last thing we want is disorderly constitutional change. So planning needs to start now. And then, of course, the rules of the Good Friday Agreement need to be observed. The constitutional change requires 50% plus one, a simple majority, and indeed the continuation of partition would require 50% plus one. But I want us not just to secure this referendum and to win it, I want us to win it well. And that's why the planning is so important, because it's a space not just for those of us that argue for reunification, but also for people for whom reunification is not their first choice. It's very, very important that all of us politically, socially, economically line up the options for people and that people are involved in that conversation. So for us, I wouldn't even describe it as the Sinn Féin red line. This is an absolute necessity. I think whoever is in government, the reality is the change is afoot. Brexit in many respects has accelerated this conversation, and it is irresponsible. In fact, I think it's reckless at this stage not to plan.
Fergal, there was also that allegation by the former Sinn Féin TD Pather Tobin that all policy in Sinn Féin is dictated by an unelected committee.
By the party or Ciorla. And now Mary Lou MacDonald said today that that group was neither secretive nor mysterious. It was the same type of group as was in Fianna Fáil. She said Sinn Féin were an open democratic party. If they were in government, Sinn Féin ministers would be governed by cabinet responsibility, just as any other minister, and they would answer to the government and the Dáil and no one else.
You had a second manifesto from the Labour Party.
And all the details of all we're talking about here is on the RTE website. And in fact, just harking back to the Tipperary constituency, the complete list of candidates is there as well on rte.ie/election2020. But on the Labour Party, they say, again, their policies are fully costed with $13 billion in extra spending over a five-year period of government. Now, the party leader, Brendan Howland, said today that they would also invest $16 billion to build 80,000 social and affordable homes over the next 5 years. He said the private market had failed in property, and they would also freeze and cap rents for 3 years. Now, the funding of the building programme would come from off the books, as we'd call it, from the European Investment Bank and from an AMA surplus mostly. The houses would be built by local authorities through a new housing agency, and that would be an amalgamation of existing bodies. Now, he also said that the party red lines were housing, health, climate, childcare and work. But this is how Brendan Howland described what he said are the two main issues in the election.
The issues that we've heard on virtually every doorstep are two, crowding out everything else. And that is, people are scandalised by our housing and homeless crisis. And people are distraught with the dysfunctionality in parts of our health service, where people are waiting endlessly for treatment. But we've looked at what is possible in terms of the money available now in a recovering economy, and how it should be deployed. And we're very clear that it has to be deployed exclusively to solve those issues, or overarchingly, to solve those two issues. We've said very clearly, at the heart of the housing crisis is a lack of houses. That's not rocket science. And traditionally, we have built houses, and certainly the Labour Party, for as long as I remember, have been the party to support social housing and affordable housing. And we've said we would deploy 16 billion euros to build 80,000 social and affordable houses over 5 years on public land. That's going to be an enormous challenge to do on a variety of fronts, because the capacity of local authorities has been hollowed out in the boom years by Fianna Fáil, bluntly. There will be a challenge in finding the people to build them. We need to have more apprenticeships, train more people to build the homes we need.
And that was Brendan Howland, their leader of the Labour Party, ending that report from Fergal Keane.